It is Friday, November 22nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
On this edition of Ozarks, the Bentonville High School Chamber Choir prepares for their final Madrigal Dinner. And we'll hear a preview from inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Plus, the holiday lights are turned on in Fayetteville and Bentonville this weekend. And Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers has the details on those and other events worth our attention this last weekend before Thanksgiving.
First, more than 58,000 Arkansans have enrolled for coverage so far through the state's expanded Medicaid program. The Arkansas Department of Human Services says this is more than a quarter of the 250,000 eligible people who can select plans from Health Insurance Marketplace that was established in October. Spokesman Amy Webb says the initial statistics are positive.
We weren't sure how many people to expect, but we're pleased with the pace of enrollment and the number of people who are completing the process or applying for coverage.
Webb says the numbers surprised the department, which expected some hesitancy among consumers.
Initially, this is a very new program, and we know that people may not immediately begin the application and enrollment process. They may want to see how it goes. And so we did not expect to see, you know, huge numbers right off the bat, though we are pleased with the number that we have seen so far.
Coverage for plans sold on the Health Insurance Marketplace will begin January 1st.
Yesterday, we reported the city of Alma was one of several Arkansas counties and cities to receive community development block grants from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. John Ballatine, the mayor of Alma, says the $203,000 the city will receive through the grant will be used to renovate the city's senior center in an attempt to entice more seniors to use the center.
Our building built in the 80s. When it's bad weather, they have a tendency to not want to come because they get soaking wet trying to pull in there. And so that's one thing we want to try to fix where they can. The ladies can be dropped off without, you know, getting their hair wet and their clothes wet and everything and be crumpled to come on in when the inclement weather. And our seating area and lighting, we're going to put in some skylights and knock out a wall and scoot it back, try to light up the area more. It's a little dark. It's just a dated building with some paneling and stuff like that.
Mayor Ballatine says the city's senior center is one of the bigger ones in the county and that the project wouldn't be moving forward if the city had not received the grant.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development has released totals for the 2013 point-in-time estimates for homelessness across the country. Earlier this year, shelters and other homeless service providers across the country conducted a count of homeless people in their areas. For the state of Arkansas, more than 3,800 people were reported as homeless. That's a decrease from the 2012 statewide total of over 4,200 people. However, the 2013 total is only slightly smaller than the number of homeless Arkansans counted in 2007. That was prior to the economic recession that hit its peak in 2008.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics today released statewide jobless numbers for September and October. 7.5% of the Arkansas labor force was unemployed in October, an increase of 0.3% over October of 2012, and an increase of 0.1% from September. However, the state's overall labor force shrank year over year from 1.35 million people in October of 2012 to 1.32 million people last month.
Duck hunting season begins tomorrow in Arkansas. The State Game and Fish Commission says rainy weather this year could increase the population of ducks in the state's wooded regions. Commission spokesman Keith Stevens says better results are achieved when people stay away from frequently hunted areas.
The easiest thing is to find some spots that aren't heavily hunted. And that have a little water in them. The mallards don't need a lot of deep water. So if you can find some of those spots that are out of the way that aren't heavily hunted, you can probably get your limit this weekend.
The season will run through late January.
More than 40,000 students in Northwest Arkansas created art yesterday as part of a national effort. The event was sponsored by Walmart, the Walmart Museum in downtown Bentonville, and the website everyartist.me. Alan Dranow, the director of the Walmart Museum, says all of the art created in Northwest Arkansas yesterday will be scanned and exhibited at locations around the region.
The artwork will then, during the month of December, be installed throughout Northwest Arkansas at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, at the Walton Arts Center along the Razorback Greenway, at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale, at the Walmart Museum on the square in Bentonville, And it'll all culminate in a celebration on January 11th at the Jones Center for Families, where we'll have all of the art in one place.
Each student was asked to use gratitude as their inspiration for art. Nationally, the event was expected to include hundreds of thousands of elementary school students in what organizers hoped would be the largest collaborative art event in history. We'll hear more about the event on an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.
The 21st-ranked Razorback swimming and diving team completed its first day of competition yesterday at the Missouri Invitational. The team finished day one as first of 11 teams with a total of 262 points. Competition concludes today in Columbia, Missouri. And the Razorback soccer team will continue its play in the NCAA tournament against St. John's University today. The winner of that match will play the winner of Duke, Florida on Sunday.
Tonight, there's a 60% chance of rain before midnight, then a chance of sleet with lows around 31 in northwest Arkansas, and a 70% chance of rain with lows around 36 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs from 43 in northwest Arkansas to 48 in the Arkansas River Valley. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows from 22 in northwest Arkansas to 29 in the Arkansas River Valley.